This is WGCU News. I'm Rachel Iacovone. With growing concerns of Russian hacking heading into the midterms, a Democratic candidate for Congress says Russia has been keeping a close eye on his campaign. In the home stretch before primary election day, David Holden decided to make some cosmetic and content changes to his campaign website, during which something odd stuck out.
Our deputy campaign manager, Chris Raleigh, noticed some unusual traffic as he was going through the analytics.
What was unusual about it was that it was coming from Russia. Raleigh took that realization and decided to track the foreign IP addresses back to their source.
We saw that we were not only getting hits from the area in and around the Kremlin, but that we had been literally from the day I became an official candidate on July 3rd, 2017, and that amounted to hundreds of unique visits and well over 1,000 hits on the site from Russian-based IP addresses.
The campaign's discovery comes on the heels of Florida's U.S. Senator Bill Nelson and Governor Rick Scott exchanging verbal blows over Nelson's claims that Russia had penetrated several counties' election systems across the state.
There's a difference between visiting and hacking. They're jiggling the door handle to see if it's loose.
Despite the long history of Russian-based traffic to his site, Holden says he doesn't feel he's being exclusively targeted.
We're certain that we are not unique. I would imagine that every federal candidate and perhaps every candidate running in this country is getting visits from people associated with the Russian government.
Holden is running in Southwest Florida's District 19 primary against fellow Democrat Todd Truax. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News.